Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance and markets. This week, we talk about the turmoil in the cryptocurrency world and the stock market crash. We also talk about the US Federal Reserve's latest rate hike and its likely impact on the US and the Indian economies. A little more than 4 years ago, the legendary investor Warren Buffett made a scathing remark about Bitcoin and
cryptocurrencies.
Bitcoin, he said at a Berkshire Hathaway shareholder meeting, is probably rat poison squared. The most ardent crypto supporters won't agree with Buffett.
But the sage of Omaha's prophetic words might now be coming true. Just take a look at what has been happening in the world of cryptocurrencies.
Last month, the Terra stablecoin and its sister cryptocurrency Luna became almost worthless overnight after losing its peg to the US dollar. And troubles in the crypto world mounted this week. The global crypto market cap has slumped 70% to below $900 billion from $3 trillion since November last year. Bitcoin, the most dominant cryptocurrency, has plunged by a similar percentage to less than $21,000 from almost $69,000. Ethereum, another popular digital currency, has lost almost 80%. Stock markets have been on an edge since the start of the year, scorched by record high inflation levels, monetary policy tightening and Russia's invasion of Ukraine that sent oil and other commodities surging. This week, the S&P 500 in the US extended its year-to-date losses to 23% and slipped into the bear territory for the first time since March 2020, when the COVID-19 pandemic began engulfing the world. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite has plunged 30%, with many tech stocks bleeding far more. In India, the BSE Sensex and the Nifty 50 have fallen to one-year lows after losing more than 5% this week.
Both
indices are on the verge of entering a bear market after falling 18% from their all-time highs in October last year. The stock market meltdown gained momentum after the US Fed raised its main policy rate by 75 basis points this week to bring inflation down from the 40-year high of 8.6%.
This marks the sharpest hike since 1994. And will be followed by more tightening in August and beyond. All this talk about slumping stocks, crashing cryptos, stagnating growth and scorching inflation could be injurious to our health. Well, our mental health anyway. So, what can you do? You can always watch cricket.
Like almost every other week, India's national pastime was in the limelight this week as well, though not for any matches or tournaments. Instead, cricket made headlines as the BCCI sold television and digital rights to the Indian Premier League T20 tournament for 48,400 crore, or about $6.2 billion. In another positive development, India could soon join a small group of nations with high-speed 5G services. The government said this week the 5G spectrum auction will begin from July 26 and conclude by the end of the month.